braving the heat wave as Mercury crossed 40 degrees Celsius. It's their sixth day in front of the Karachi residence of Pakistani President Arif Alvi. These are family members of those who were apparently rounded up by the law enforcement agencies of Pakistan. They were never told why their loved ones were kidnapped and where they are now.
Tackling enforced disappearances was among the promises that Imran Khan made during his election campaign, as over 5,000 Pakistanis did not make it to their homes in the last decade. People here, however, say that the government's efforts to criminalize enforced disappearances have been very slow.
In response to Inter-Services Public Relations' recent press conference, right activist Rashid Rizvi, who was arrested and tortured before Bin Salman's visit to Pakistan in February, has criticized the statement. The sit-in spread out to other parts of the world, including Australia and North America, where Shia Muslims are holding protests before Pakistani high commissions and consulates. Pakistan is a signatory to many international conventions. In 2017, the United Nations Human Rights Council adopted Universal Periodic Review outcome on Pakistan. Amnesty International stated in 2018 that no one has ever been accountable for an enforced disappearances in Pakistan. Officially, the number of cases received up to August 2018 are 5,349. In some of these cases, the abducted individuals were released after years of captivity and after clearance from different agencies. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.